One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you. Tonight, the eighth step to rest. Eighth steps to rest. Now, we've often heard of seventh day rest. Tonight, I'd like to give you just a little bit of revelation on his creation for the beginning and the eighth step that he took and the sequence of events when he did what he did in the beginning. Now, in Genesis 1 and 1, where we'll take the text, in the beginning, we're going to understand that it was the eighth event in a sequence of events that his rest happened because it was the eighth day that he rested as opposed to the seventh day that we all take for granted. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's sequences and you've got to have a starting place. Yahweh created the heaven and earth before he worked on them for 6 days. Did you know that? He created heaven and earth before he worked for 6 days. Now, the scriptures teach that heaven and earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, according to Genesis 1 and verse 2. Now, you know that I've taught on Genesis 1 and 1 and 2 before, and we took that into consideration when we decided to do this message tonight on the Sabbath day. Now, we're commanded to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's the fourth commandment. if you double the fourth to the eighth step, we're going to find that Yahweh rested on the seventh day, and then we find that that seventh day is a day that most people miss in the application formula of a lunar day, where we are commanded to keep the new moon. Now, let me show you something here. If you look at the reference of the beginning of a lunar month, it's the same word that's used in Genesis 1 and 1, used in Numbers 28:11. It references the word month, or moed. Everything was dark on that day, and we got a dark moon to begin. It's almost a refraction, if you will, or a throwback to the beginning of time when it became a worship day before the first work day of the week. Now, we're going to look at the formula that we often refer to. It's a great formula. It's so easy. It's what gave me insight when I was reading in Ezekiel chapter 20, and I read the 12th verse through the 20th verse, and by the time I got to the 20th verse of the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, I began to understand that if we would keep his Sabbath, or his Sabbath in this case, the fourth commandment, that a great revelation would open to our understanding that we never had before, because our eyes are blinded until Yahweh gives us insight to the meaning and the purpose of his handiwork, which is recorded in Job 38, verse 7. Now notice this. When he worked on heaven and earth, if he worked, then we have 6 days that heaven and earth was void and without form, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And that was before the first work day of the week that we're going to discuss here to be qualified to keep a Sabbath. Now, what is the prerequisite? Well, it's identical to the creation of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. When we look in the scriptures, we find that darkness was upon the face of the deep. If we look at a new moon, we're looking at a dark moon. Everybody's looking for a crescent on a new moon. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see the crescent, that's when you go to work. Day one would have been a dark day. Day two would have been the first work day out of the six that's commanded. Just like the six work days that is accounted for in the book of Genesis. It was the eighth event in the sequence that it was recorded that he has developed man on the eighth day. Now, after he rested the seventh day, Adam came into being. He's an eighth-day man. He's not a six-day man. Where we read that the six-day man and the beast of the field, where Yahweh used that day in particular to make something different from what he designed on the eighth day. And that would have been Adam. Adam is not like man in Genesis 1:26 and 1:27. He's different. What's different about him? He recognizes the correct day. The day that he is supposed to worship Yahweh. And in a sense, he's commemorating that eighth day. Well, all Lunar Sabbath worshipers, we're going to get into it just in a moment here, that we have one, day one, it's a dark day, it's a dark moon, just like it was back that Yahweh created the heaven and earth before he worked 6 days. You see the similarity? Yahweh is showing us a prototype, if you will, a model that we could begin in the beginning. There was a space of time before the first work day. Now the first work day in the month is the second day. If we go to the scriptures and find that a dark moon is a moon with no light. We can't work until we see light. That's the key to go to work. And we work 6 days, and then we're going to keep a Sabbath. As we noted in Numbers 28, verse 11, it's in reference to the beginning, if you will, of a lunar month. Isn't that strange that we have a reference to the lunar in chapter 28, verse 11? Let's read that and see what it says. And one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering of sweet aroma, an offering made by far to Yahweh. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why would he want an offering? He made something for man. Now, man shall not live by bread alone. So, the 11th verse, at the beginning of your months, now listen to that, at the beginning of your months, day one he's talking about, of the month, not the week, the month, the moed, you shall present a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year without blemish at the beginning of your month. Now let's go over to the confirmation, just like we do in Genesis 1 here, 1 in verse 2, that it was before the first work day of the week that the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the face of the waters, and the next thing we're told is that Yahweh said, let there be light. Now, heaven and earth was already here before he said that, and before he divided the light, which was day, from the darkness, which was night, and built that wall of the equinox, I believe, that I related to you last night, in our functioning of the time appropriated to worship Yahweh, spirit and truth. That's what he wants. In verse 1, Numbers 29, in the 7th month, on the first day of the month. Remember, it was a dark day in the sequence of events that turned out to be the eighth thing that he'd done in retrospect. And so then we get a mirror image if we find by walking and doing what he done for the six working days, he would have rested the first day of the time, which would have been the first day would be the seventh month. On the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. For you, it is a day of blowing the trumpets. The day of blowing of the trumpets. Now, every new moon, the first of the month, a dark day, we have what is called preparation, I believe, to get ready, just like Yahweh had a preparation before the first work day of the week. And then he worked 6 days, and then he kept the Sabbath. Well, if you go back to the formula of 46, 1 and 2 of the book of Ezekiel, you'll prove it to yourself. Look there, day one. That's a new moon. Now, let's say that we're practicing Numbers 29, verse 1. Or we are observing 28:11 over here. Or we're creating a worship day for Yahweh. It's a day that you shall do no servile work. It's a day of blowing of the trumpets. Now, day two would have been the first work day according to the formula of Ezekiel 46. Just like it was the formula of Genesis 1. Here is Yahweh showing Ezekiel this beautiful mirrored truth about the first work day, and he worked 6 days, and the eighth event of the sequence here, ladies and gentlemen, would have been exactly like the event of the sequence that Yahweh mirrored or demonstrated or give us a prototype, if you will, for the worship day before Ezekiel would have been on the eighth day, which is exactly 7 days from day one. Day one, we keep it holy. We don't do any work. That's the dark moon. We see first crescent light on the first work day, and the gates shall be opened only. Now, keep this in mind. On the new moon and on the Sabbath. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go 1-8, 15, 22, 29, you'll see exactly the mirrored image of what the first day of the seventh month commemorated, and it should be asked by all obedient students of Yahweh's word, seeing in reference to the text of Leviticus chapter 23, when he states, verse 24, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of shouting, a holy convocation. Now, if you notice that passage states that the seventh new moon is specifically to be a memorial of shouting. In Hebrew, this is said as Zikron Torah. The Hebrew word Zikron denotes a remembrance, a reminder, or a record of something that has already happened in the past before the celebration occurs. Now, if people memorize the times past and become creatures of habit, a precedent is set here in Genesis chapter 1. It's a day of shouting. That's a day that is called as a, if you will, a day to remember, to memorialize, and to keep it according to Yahweh's word. The answer is that the correct translation of this being a memorial of shouting, and why do we shout on that day in memory? It's a memory of creation of the heavens and earth. It's a memory of when Yahweh laid the foundations, pre-laid it before he ever went to work, of setting the days in order to keep the formula of Ezekiel chapter 46. A day of shouting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get people to shout today because there's a great happening in the land. It's what we talked about last night in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25, when they would think by another time frame to get us to quit remembering or memorializing the reckoning of the shouting that went on when the sons of Yahweh shouted for joy in Job 38:7. Now, why would they shout? For a memorial, a day of shouting, a day of blowing the trumpets, signifying a memorial or triumph of shouting, and the festival is called the Feast of Trumpets. And the reason for the celebration is it's a new day, darkened day, to symbolize what was happening when Yahweh spoke the heavens and earth into existence and then took 6 days to transform them into what he wanted to happen on that specific day, beginning in the evening and ending in the evening. Now, the solar calendar doesn't take these dates or times into consideration. With a Gregorian calendar, which doesn't use the moon to express the joy of the angelic beings, in Job 38:7, there's no memorializing, there's no shouting, there's no worshiping, there's no obedience. And by grace through faith are we saved through obedience, because obedience is better than a sacrifice. Yahweh made the sacrifice, gave us a pattern, if you will, and he said, take heed, lest any of you, having an unbelieving heart, fail to enter into my rest. The angels were shouting at the blowing of the trumpets, symbolizing or signifying a memorial that goes on this very day for those who would be obedient to his command. Now, in Exodus chapter 34, look at this. Verse 22, it's again, it tells us that the month of Tishri was not only anciently expressed in memorial, but it still is. The Hebrews, recognizing the first month of the year, and the Feast of Tabernacles kept it in the month that it was said to be, and it is correctly rendered, if you look in the margin, at the revolution of the year. That would be equinox. If you import what at this season the year had revolved and was beginning anew, so that this feast was New Year's Day that they're going to celebrate this weekend, on which the people of the world today are rejoicing in remembrance of a day changed, a new year that's not a new year, and I proved that last night in directing your attention to the equinox of February other than March. And if you count from December the 25th, which is close to the winter solstice, back up 9 months, and you get the reason why that became a New Year's Day celebration, if you will, in remembrance of what today has become tradition of a paganism. Now, if you go back to Leviticus chapter 25, 91, it's the feast of a new year. And in the beginning, Yahweh indeed did create, or he laid out, and he formulated the heavens and the earth, and in that creation, the moon had already to exist, seeing that Scripture defines the moon as part of the heavens. It was already there. And as David said in Psalms chapter 8, verse 3, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy hands, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Now you know by that the moon was in existence before the fourth day of making heaven and earth, and specifically before the first day of making heaven and earth. And the earth that was advanced upon or made in 6 days, with the heavens and earth created before, and so we memorize the creation on the seventh new moon, because Yahweh laid out his heavenly tabernacle on the day of the new moon in the beginning. Isn't that wonderful? And the allegories and the types and the shadows, take heed, lest any of you have an unbelieving heart. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when you obey Numbers 29, verse 1, and you work, and there's so many prototypes and examples that we could give you out of the lunar Sabbath. It's the only truth. And it's cast to the ground, and people still prosper. In the world, if you think that prospering in the world does you any good, you can gain the whole world. But if you fail to obey or to memorize the creation and celebrate of the shouting, as we advance the months and keep the first day holy, and then work 6 days, then we find ourselves just like Yahweh found himself on the eighth day of the celebration of entering into his rest. Don't you think that the parallel to these events in the history of the Bible, and it shows that the count for the Sabbath occurred after the new moon, seventh day was truly the Sabbath, but it was the seventh day after advancing from the creation for 6 days. For in 6 days, Yahweh made or advanced upon the heavens and the earth as he set them out or laid the foundation in the beginning when the sons of Elohim shouted for joy. The Sabbath being a day and a season regulated by the great lights of the heavens that were to be for signs and seasons and days, or for appointments, if you will. And ladies and gentlemen, even the stars, I said last night, Arcturus. Now that's the brightest star in the constellation of Booth, in the constellations. It rises, if you will, in February. It doesn't rise in March. So the stars are witnessing the astronomical truth witnessed about what he said back in Genesis when he said, Genesis 1:14, when he said, these two lights in the heavens, the sun, the moon, and the stars, that they would advance the time of the shouting and the memorializing of creation, that we could perform those things when we consider the works of his fingers, the moon and the stars, which he ordained in Psalms chapter 8, verse 3. Again, the moon was already there. It didn't have the ordinances given to it until it was set in order on the fourth day. Now, that's a rest day, if you will. It's not a Sabbath because they could rear up the tabernacle. They'd done charitable work directed toward Yahweh, as it's recorded, if you will, in the book of Amos, chapter 8. When will the new moon be gone that we can buy and sell? Leviticus 23:24 tells us about that we hold to the moon being created on the fourth day. It was already created, but placed in motion. The motion, or the turning, or the revolutions, or the regulations of the appointments begin to be kept from that day forth. And you can say this with truth, that the sun does not regulate the year or the day, seeing both the year and the day begin before the sun's existence on day four. Now, you would say that that's not sound logic. Don't make any difference what day the sun and the moon were appointed. They were still appointed in time to become beacons to indicate the weekly Sabbath and for their purpose. And the purpose is to be a measurement of time or a celestial calendar, as Genesis 1:14-18 so eloquently proves, if we study and put it in the time frame of the prototype. It's including the timing of the weekly Sabbath day everywhere in the scriptures where a new moon is found. The next day after the new moon is a worship day. It's the first day of the week. That's no coincidence. The new moon can never be the first day of the week any more than the Sabbath can be the first day of the week, because you've got to work 6 days to keep a Sabbath, and you can only begin your work day after the new moon. So, We've got to identify that we're to worship on the beginning day, most specifically the seventh new moon of Leviticus 23-24, and shout and blow the trumpet to commemorate the creation at each new moon. And on the Sabbath, we're to blow the trumpets and to worship. To commemorate his rest after working on his creation for 6 days when he rested and began a new sequence, if you will, of the eighth day with Adam in the picture, different from Genesis 1:26 man, who includes the beast of the field. And a man that has no covenant appointment. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one people specified to be his people in the earth. The fewest people in the earth. Now, I know this excludes rather than includes, as the church world today likes to include anything you can chase and drag and pull onto the parking lot. I mean, you're saved as soon as you get on the parking lot. You're on holy ground, according to what they say. But ladies and gentlemen, you're not saved till you become a commandment keeper. And the breaking of the Torah is a transgression of the Torah. And the appointment on day four was not the first day of the month, or that the moon was in a new moon phase. It makes logical sense for the sun and the moon to reflect the days gone by, if you can see. And the first year in creation would have been 360 days. And I believe we've had a change since the flood to add, if you will, the wobbling. We've added 5 1/4 days to make the divisional appointment of the man's calendar very difficult. With Yahweh's calendar, the moon directs still the time. If we add the 13th month every 3 years to catch up the seasons as we go around the rotation, and we become the Torah keepers. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that Yahweh created the heaven and earth in 6 days. It does say, for in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth. That's said in Exodus 20:11. But remember, the word made has the meaning of advanced upon and not created. He worked in advance upon his creation when the heavens and earth and the sun and the moon was created, but he put it into motion in the 6 days when he delegated the appointments and the commandments before what he commanded for man, Adam. You see, the commandment was to Adam. He created heaven and earth on the day of Shabbat. He worked 6 days, and on the sixth workday, it would have been the seventh event accomplished, seeing that the first thing Yahweh did was to create heaven and earth. 1 + 6 = 7. The eighth event in sequence was the rest on the seventh day after 6 days of working on his creation. And again, take heed lest any of you have an unbelieving heart fail to enter into his rest. That's the eighth day. And we have the scriptures that repeat and proven that the eighth day, that the gates were to be open to receive, just like it's said again in Ezekiel to the formula, as it mirrors the creation back in Genesis chapter 1, and we're here obeying Yahweh, keeping a lunar Sabbath. I think it's a time of shouting and rejoicing and commemoration. Every day we keep a Sabbath, it's a rest day. Now, it's a proven fact that seeds, even seeds, respond to the lunar appointments. And express themselves as they spring forth. Now, we talked about the spring and forth, if you will, of the spring equinox in February, which puts us in a different time zone, if you will, or calendar count, if you will, of the Gregorian calendar today, which takes March for the time appointed of the equinox. And there's no scripture for that. The celestial events disagree with March, as we have the rising of Arcturus, if you will, a heavenly body, the brightest star in the constellation of Booth, and we have these signs of the migratory birds that I expressed last night, and the luminaries, which had already been created on the first day, were set in place on the fourth. There is no evidence to support the theory that the great lights were created brand new on day four, but were rather appointed on the fourth day, or advanced into a calendar system that Yahweh designed and set them there for times and seasons and events. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the eighth count, counting from the beginning. And we believe that he rested on the seventh day of the week, but it was the eighth day or space of time of the month. Heaven and earth was created on what later began to be called a new moon day. Then he worked on his creation for 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day, which would have been the eighth day. And it's so plain that a fool, though a wayfaring man, would not err therein. Now, we have a calendar that Brother Steve has worked on. He does this every year. And that calendar is now published and ready for you to receive. If you'd like to have a copy of the calendar of the lunar times, just write Pastor Buddy, here at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874, and I'll see that you get a copy. Now, you can go to our website, oneyahweh.com, and you'll see again that we're teaching and following the examples of the Bible. We have many examples that the Bible teaches that six working days comes after the new moon worship days and Sabbath worship days, and the last Sabbath worship day at the end of each month will be followed by a new moon worshiped, causing two black to back worship days in a row in which the gates will remain open before the first day of the six working days begins all over again. You see the pattern? Only the great mathematician could have gave us this angle that I talked about last night, 23.5 degrees. That wouldn't have worked on 23 degrees. That'd be 23.5. The time of the revolution that is mentioned again in the book of 1 Samuel, we talked about the time of the revolution noted in the equinox, and I believe that's what it's referring to, in the spring, where the Bible tells us that the stork knows his season. The swallow knows his season. The turtle dove knows his season. The migratory birds come in February before the time to begin the count. Now, we're told that New Year's Day is the beginning or the worshiping of the new year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know the new year comes in October when the equinox is again referred there to the seventh month in the time, because Satan has changed times and twisted, if you will, away the understanding of our minds, and we have need of a calendar, not a agricultural calendar, not a biblical calendar, not a moon-controlled calendar of the seasons, and mentioned in Genesis 1:14, as I say, for times and seasons, and the stars with the corresponding agreement, which I told you some of the things that I've taught on the equinox and the time of change, that man would think to change times and seasons. Well, he done it. And everybody's on the Gregorian time frame. Is deceived thereby. Now, there was a space of time before the six work days. Everything that happened before the light and its division is simply referring to it as the beginning, or Bereshit, when heaven and earth was created in darkness. There was no light because there was no twisting away of the light. Darkness was upon the face of the deep before it was said, let there be light, because darkness was so dark that it would have been absolutely impossible for anyone but him to see anything. And the Bible tells us he dwells in the north in the thick darkness. From there he created, when he spoke everything into existence long before the six working days, and then he sequenced by turning the light on in the fourth day to have it to beacon the time event. It was already there, ladies and gentlemen. It had already taken its place. And when he created heaven and earth, and he produced evening and morning of the first day of the six work days. Now remember, we go on time at 12 midnight by the Gregorian count. Oh yeah, they've refined it and they revised it and they took time out. Certain kings took a day off of February, and things of this nature and stuck it in where they felt it should be. And through the evolution of time, not acknowledging the Bible like I gave you in the Ezekiel prototype of time, nobody wants to get on Ezekiel's time calendar, which was represented by the new moon day, which is not counted when counting the six working days. And so the Sabbath wound up, if you will, on the eighth day, because the first day was a day of shouting, just like the time frame of the very beginning, and the moon began to beacon, if you will, on the fourth day, and then the eighth day phase of the seventh day of the week in creation, it was a day when it actually would be the eighth day of the month for a space of time that there would be six work days between the day that heaven and earth were created and the weekly Sabbath, just like it is today, excepting we've been taken out of the new moon. We don't use that to start the day. We have a continuous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in weeks, and then we add those to the month. And that's how we keep up the 12 months. And we have the month of February when they add a day or take a day away, depending on what they want to do. And we've been taken out of the biblical time frame. We're not resting with Him after working on His creation six work days that always falls between the new moon and the first Sabbath each month. The Almighty, Eternal, never counted the new moons and Sabbaths as any of the six working days. They were separate from each other. And you have the new moon worship day, the six working days, and then the Sabbath worship day that makes up the scriptural lunar week with a lunar seventh day at the end, which is actually the first eighth day of the month. The same demonstration as in Genesis 1. Did you know that the Sabbath was made known to Moses and the children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 16, that most all of the scholars agree that there were lunar months and lunar week before Julius Caesar? And I told you about what happened after Julius Caesar. The Hebrew definition of night, which gives us an understanding of what happened, is that the Hebrew definition of night, which is Strong's number 3915, there was no night twisting away of the light until He said, "Let there be light," and divided it from the darkness. And that's what we have got into on the equinox. A space of time, if you will, and I illustrated in the metaphors of sticking a stick from the North Pole down to the South Pole, and as the Earth wobbles through space, ever how He's hung it out there on the foundation that He used, which He hung it on nothing that's marvelous, and set the motion, if you will, to say, today will be a day of shouting. And the angels shouted for joy. Isn't it wonderful? that we today are still celebrating and shouting the same time commemorating the first event of the time mirror of Genesis 1 to our concept of the weekly Sabbath worshipped on the new moon, working 6 days and keeping the first Sabbath of the month. Ladies and gentlemen, it is marvelous. It is a time that on an 8-day phase of the moon that we have to figure out the space of time that is demonstrated in Genesis chapter 1 and a model of display, if you will. A model of display. Here we are displaying the model to keep the time appointments just like they were doing in Amos, just like you're going to be doing in Isaiah 66, verse 22 through 24. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to keep a moon time frame in the new millennial? Don't you know it's wonderful that Yahweh is always expressing himself in time and in the space of time and in the seasons and revealing it to babes and sucklings, taking the tribe of Issachar, gifting them with discernment on how to divide time and to keep it properly, just like the angels that shouted for joy when Yahweh created heaven and earth and set a time of celebration and rejoicing and praising in motion on the 8th day. 8 is a new beginning. Well, I've got to get off here. My time is come and gone. You're listening tonight to The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and I've enjoyed my time with you. May Yahweh bless you in figuring out the Sabbath. If you'd like to have a calendar, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip is 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight here on a Thursday evening at 8 until 9 o'clock every Thursday, every Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be here in the early hours of 8 Eastern Standard Time till 9, bringing you truth related to biblical application of the prototypes of time. And the Bible says, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from these false times. The Gregorian calendar is deceitful. The Gregorian calendar has no truth. The Gregorian calendar is a false masterpiece of deceitful time. Even the international dateline is false. What man has figured up, if this happens, this law applies. If that happens, this law applies. And the whole earth has gone after Satan and his lies. Very few people will celebrate the truth because it's so confining. Because it is so restrictive and it's repressive, according to what they said in Amos 8 and 5. But ladies and gentlemen, if you can make it through Amos 8 and 5 over to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22 through 24. You're going to be a happy camper camping out with Yahweh on the eighth day. Praise Yahweh. Well, go to our website. That will be oneyahweh.com. I'd like to acknowledge my sponsor up in Michigan, Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748, Brother Bud and Brother Mark, my Saturday sponsors in Mississippi, and my sponsor for tonight, and last night, if you will, who remains anonymous, and we're thankful for him supplying our time free of charge for the sake of the information and the glorification of Yahweh's great name. I'm very appreciative. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May Yahweh cause the sun to shine upon you. And may the day of his rest, after working 6 days, he rested on the day of the seventh, which was actually the eighth day, and, you know, that throws the devil off. He can't count like that. It just boggles his mind. He can't, it just blows the devil away if you don't give him a calendar of wisdom, something that's been designed by man. And it's funny that they'll take the things designed by man and cast Yahweh's truth to the ground and prosper. Well, may Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Saturday night on 5890 WWCR. May Yahweh bless you. Until then.